Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I ask the question today, what about your time of your personal devotions? When do you have those? The psalmist said in Psalm 5, verse 3, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up." So the psalmist had a time of seeking the face of the Lord in the morning. And he had a specific reason for coming to the Lord, and that he was going to direct his prayer to the Lord, and that he would acknowledge the fact that he was looking up to the Lord. We sing the song, "My Faith Looks Up to Thee." Well, I was thinking as I observed a group of believers praying, heads were bowed and eyes were closed, and one was leading in prayer. And everybody else was listening and going along with what was being prayed. Now, that is an act of faith in that you are willing to call out to the Lord, in that you do not see Him, you do not hear Him, you have learned of Him from the Bible, and you're willing to believe that which He has revealed about Himself, and you're willing to approach Him based upon that which He has revealed about Himself. And indeed, the Christian is one who lives in the presence of the Lord. "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, and in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee." You don't have to have a device that you have to go and lay hold of to pray. You can talk to the Lord continually. You don't ever have to hang up the phone, as it were. You can continually talk to Him about all the things that come into your life. Make your requests known unto the Lord. Now, when we're reading the Scriptures, we pray and ask the Lord to forgive us for our sins, that we are not grieving the heart of the Holy Spirit of God. We're not grieving the heart of God by disobedience. And so we, in turn, look around and look inwards, and whatever He points out to us, we agree with Him and ask the Lord to forgive us for the particular sin that, as a Christian, we've committed. Whatever He has reminded us of that we're doing wrong. And so we get that fixed. Then the next thing, after we have confessed those sins, then we start reading the Scriptures, reading the Bible, hiding God's Word in our heart, thanking Him for what He is teaching to us. Then after we have learned, after we have read and meditated upon what He has said, then it comes time for us to pray, and we talk back to Him about what He has said in His Word. That is a conversation. When the Lord speaks, then you listen. Now, how do you listen? When you read His Word, you're reading it, you're hearing it with the intentions of obeying it. That is the way we show the Lord that we love Him and we're living by faith. We live by faith by governing our lives by what the Bible, the Word of God, says. That is the way that we grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So I encourage you to have a time in the day when you can get alone with the Lord in prayer, and that you can meditate upon His Word, pray and hide His Word in your heart. And that's what you need to do when you memorize Scripture. When you've memorized it, you are walking or driving or whatever, and then you can be bringing it back to mind. Father, we pray Thee to bless the reading of the Word of God today. Bless this message, I plead the blood. Fill me with Thy Holy Spirit and give me boldness and liberty for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let's go again to the book of Genesis chapter 22. And in this chapter, we have the account of Abraham asking the Lord. This is what he tells, the Lord has told Abraham, rather, take thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. So the Lord didn't reveal all of his will to Abraham at the time. He told him to go in that direction toward the one of the mountains of Moriah. And as Abraham was traveling, the Lord directed him. Then Abraham had to gather the resources, the supplies together, get his young men to help him, put all these things together, provisions for the journey. So he is settled in his mind as to what the Lord wants him to do. You know, so many times Christians want the Lord to instantly do things, to be done, to have it to be done in an instant. But the Lord doesn't work it that way. He gives to us a chance, an opportunity to make our voices known unto him, and to realize that we've made the right decision and we're walking with him and we're wanting what he wants, seeking to do what he wants us to do. And the Lord is speaking to Abraham about his son. Now, some 10 times in this 22nd chapter of the book of Genesis, the Lord speaks to Abraham about his son. In verse 2, he says, thy son, thine only son. In verse 3, Abraham, Isaac, and his son leave. And so it's very clear that he has Isaac, his son, with him. In verse 6, he has his son. In verse 7, now he talks to Isaac and says, here am I, my son. Verse 8, and Abraham said, my son, calls him that. He's very tender to his son Isaac. And the scriptures again remind us of the relationship, Isaac, his son. He bound Isaac, his son, in verse 9. And he sought to slay his son in verse 10. So let's start with verse 9 today, or verse 8, 7 rather. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Now this was not something that Abraham started to do on the day that the Lord called Abraham. For indeed Isaac was very much aware of what was the procedure. It was not something that Abraham said, well, today I'll start having my devotions and I'll start having a family altar and a family time of prayer. No, Isaac knew well the procedure. This is what he said now. I see the fire and I see the wood, but something's lacking. It's a lamb. Where's the lamb for the burnt offering? He knew what the offering was for. It was to be burned, to be consumed. So that's one thing that's missing. And Abraham says in verse 8, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Now that's enough information for Isaac when he says, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the offering. Now, what was it the Lord was telling him? He's saying to him, what was Abraham saying to his son? What are you going to do? And he said, well, the Lord's going to provide that for us. And there is no question in the mind of Isaac about what his father is going to do. He trusts his father completely. He trusts his father completely. You know, that's a great indication, a great testimony, a great type of the Lord himself, offering up himself without spot to God to please his Father, calling his Father Holy Father, willing to do what God the Lord wanted done. And Abraham goes on. Isaac trusts on God. and the Lord leads them on the way. Being in the way, being on the way, being in the place where God would have them to be. And one of the verses that we can see here, when Isaac said that, where's the offering, where's the burnt offering? Well, John 1:29, the scriptures tell us that Jesus is the Lamb of God. And the Lord has provided for himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Now, is Isaac that lamb at this point? No, the type is seen in Isaac. He was Abraham's only son in that one born of his wife, Sarah. And so it's very different from Ishmael, a very different relationship. But the one whom he loved, and the Lord Jesus gave himself, he is loved of the Father. Also, the scriptures again tell us that when Abraham was willing to give himself, his son, to the Lord, he worshiped the Lord. The scriptures tell us in Isaiah 53:10, notice what this is. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. That's Christ Jesus the Lord. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. So Christ Jesus the Lord is offered up as an offering for sin. He took our sins and he nailed them to the tree. In his body, that is what Christ Jesus the Lord has done. There is no other offering that can be made. Here is Abraham giving his son, willing to give his son, willing to trust the Lord. Verse 9, and it came to the and they came to the place which God had told them of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Now Isaac at this point is not the little 3-year-old. He's not the little 5-year-old or 7-year-old or the 9-year-old boy who thinks that his daddy is invincible. But Isaac at this point is a teenager. He's older when he is going up to do this. He is giving himself. He has a submissive spirit. Another thing about Isaac is that when he had a wife chosen for him, he was 40 years old when his father chose a wife for him. And he was willing to do this, to accept this. A very clear type of how the Lord Jesus was willing to do all of his father's will, came to do his father's will. Father was offering him up. He didn't argue about that. He was willing to go. So the lessons are Isaac was obedient unto death. He was willing to give himself to Christ. The Lord God of heaven did not hold back his own son. He spared not his own son, but offered him up for us all. And then he provided himself. This is the substitutionary lamb that he would offer for him. And that's who Christ Jesus is, our offering. He is our peace. Heavenly Father, we do thank thee that thou art God and thou art good and thou dost love us. And when the blood of Christ cleanses from sin, bless us again today for Jesus' sake. Amen. We ask that you join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm here in Greenville, South Carolina, Willie Thompson at 920 Wade Hampton Boulevard. May the Lord richly bless you.